And let's continue the HRN News at 7 as we step into a new month, the month of April. And as many months, there sometimes is a theme or a cause that is in the background, or sometimes we like to move things from the background to the forefront. And this month actually is Sexual Abuse and Awareness Prevention Month. And joining us today on the HRN News at 7 to talk about a few things to do in both prevention, awareness, and healing those who have gone through this process. We're talking with Tracy Dunblazier. She is located here in Los Angeles, is, among other things, a certified grief counselor, spiritual empath, shaman, and author based here in Southern California, and has actually helped many people, thousands of people, deal with some of these traumas and processes, and is joining us today. Tracy has also released a new book that is just coming out, and the Demon Slayer's Handbook series is critically acclaimed. You can find out more about that at www.beaslayer.com, beaslayer.com. Tracy, welcome to the Healthy Life News at 7 today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It is good to have you here. It was nice to meet you not too long ago at the Conscious Life Expo here in Los Angeles, and among other things, we talked about what was happening here in the month of April, and here we are heading into that month, and, well, time to talk about this topic.
Absolutely. The sexual assault awareness and prevention is a lot of people, everybody knows somebody, because the statistics are crazy. You know, one in five women and one in 71 men will be raped at some point in their lifetimes. And, you know, over half of those people never report. So we all are connected to somebody who's had this kind of experience and this kind of a trauma. And one of the things that we've been really, really taught subliminally in our culture is that we're never really going to recover from such an experience. I mean, that's kind of been the last few decades. You know, that once it happens to you, you're always going to live with a portion of trauma and PTSD and fear in relationship to it. And that's one of the things that I think that the more people educate themselves on, a lot of times, how this happens, being aware of the subtle processes. A lot of people don't know that over half of sexual assault is from an intimate partner or somebody that they know. And that puts it strongly in the realm of, instead of a lot of people feel like, you know, you get raped because you're in a back alley, or you drank too much, or you know, you've put yourself in a bad situation. But oftentimes these occurrences happen because it's a subtle seduction from some, like I said, somebody that you know or an intimate partner.
Now that's a great point that you bring up, Tracy, and this does happen much more than you know, and the facts that you bring up are true. A lot of cases don't go reported because of the stigma attached or the PTSD that the victim is feeling when going through it. And many of these cases, besides the unreported cases, again, come from people who know, you know, someone who's a college student, high school student, what have you, someone who might be a neighbor, landlord in situation. Sometimes we hear about people who, you know, someone all of a sudden is, you know, living in near proximity and starts to get too friendly and make suggestions. So these things happen. And, you know, in addition, we're also in a new culture where the online presence happens much more, and people are aware of that, yet still very open with their information and what they say and share online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are all kinds of, you know, dating and now hookup apps. There's a lot of ways that we connect with people, and we think of them, people naturally think of other people how they see themselves. So depending, you know, if they trust their own character, they automatically assume that others are like them. If I was going to say I made a mistake, that was the mistake that I made. I didn't, I was raped when I was 18, and I experienced something that we call reproductive coercion. That's another form of intimate partner abuse that a lot of people don't really know about, when you are intimidated or tricked into a pregnancy. oftentimes we also hear about that in regards to women towards men, tricking them into a pregnancy by, sabotaging the form of pregnancy control.
Mm-hmm.
But that happened to me when I was 25, and both were by, deeply manipulative people that I never, it never occurred to me, because the men were much older than I was, that I assumed that the older you get, the more mature you are, and I didn't suspect that they were capable of such a thing. And I think it's looking at the subtle markers for people who don't have a lot of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of markers to let me start here. One of the things in recovery from being victimized is there's a mental process. There's the way you think about the people. There's the way you think about your life, and then grieving the life you had and mourning into the life that you now have, having been victimized. But the final step of it is the spiritual relationship. When something happens to us, there is a spiritual repercussion. There's a spiritual imprint. It's an energy imprint that lives in our spirit and is connected to our body. And it is that imprint of the spiritual trauma that our mind tells us to feel ashamed and feel guilty. Spiritually speaking, this is not, if someone is victimized, it is their fault. It's the perpetrator's fault. But what victims tend to do is they somehow unconsciously or subliminally blame themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in keeping that blame, they feel shame and they feel guilt. That's the spiritual trauma that leads them. When you feel guilt, it makes you look more deeply into a situation. And that's what I talk about in this book that's coming out, Heal Your Soul History, is I talk about the process of illumination. When somebody has been victimized, their spirit will naturally lead them on a journey to understand all the events that led up to the victimization. It doesn't change the fact that they, in fact, were victimized.
Right.
But what it tells them is that there was a process of knowingness. There was an intuition sometimes. In my case, I had all kinds of intuitions, but there was no part of my conscious mind that could accept that somebody would do that to me, because I had set boundaries. I had said that I want this or I don't want that, or I'll do this or I won't do that. I had been clear about those things, and of course I assumed that people who set boundaries get them respected. So in my healing process, it was well long after the rage and anger and when the guilt set in, I started to look for the subtle signs of the way in which I connected, the way in which I was open, and exactly how things happened. And it was only when I could acknowledge those things for myself and find forgiveness, not only for the perpetrator, but for myself, was the point at which I was able to really let go. And I hate to use that term, because everybody says, just let go.
Right.
And what that really means is that you become neutral again.
Yes.
You come to a place where you're no longer attached to what happened to you. You've learned from it. You have the wisdom of it. You have reconciled with yourself that you won't ever have that happen again.
Mm-hmm.
You literally energetically create a new boundary in your spirit that says, I'm not the one. And when you lock onto that place, everything that happened to you in that experience, it just no longer matters. And that's what I mean by letting go, that you have worked it to the point at which it just no longer matters, and it doesn't define who you are,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't define your life.
That is a very powerful place to be, and obviously it's not easy as 1, 2, 3 ABC. It took many years, lots of work, lots of in-depth
yes.
searching, soul-searching, and obviously many steps to get to that place. But again, this is the healthiest way to go through it once someone has faced what we are talking about today. And again, for listeners who may just be tuning in, As we're into the month of April, it is Sexual Abuse and Awareness and Prevention Month. Awareness, what we're talking about, healing today with our guest, Tracy Dunn Blazier. Would you mind giving our listeners a quick couple places they can find you online, Tracy?
Absolutely. I'm a Tracy Dunn Blazier Spiritual Empath on Facebook, and I'm at Tracy Dunn Blazier on Twitter, and you can go to TracyDunnBlazier.com. I'm TRACEE, and then Dunblazer is DUNBLAZIER.com, and then you can get to my book site, which is BeASlayer.com, and you can also find my book on Amazon.com. You can look up any of those things, and you'll find links. They're all connected.
Yes, and one of the things I had mentioned when I did have a chance to meet you at the Conscious Life Expo many years ago, one of my first radio experiences was with a group called the Dragon Slayers, who were a group that was sort of like a Make-A-Wish type of foundation for children up in the San Jose and Santa Cruz area. And they would get pro athletes and celebrities, a lot like the Make-A-Wish, and they would, you know, come out and essentially spend days and doing times with, like, horse back riding and golfing and spending times with children who needed some reaching out. So I really like the concept of your book, and obviously with what we're talking about here, it sounds like you deal a lot with this in your personal and private practice.
I do. It's like I said, the statistics of the amount on the number of people who are raised is just off the charts. It's stunning to me. And so many men and women have had those experiences. And what happens when you've been victimized, and especially if you've been victimized early in life or sexualized early in life, it changes the way that you perceive your world.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes people who've been victimized, they end up being victimized multiple times.
Yes.
You know, I lived in New York, and that was New York City is the place that I lived that really allowed me to work out a lot of my deeper, more aggressive emotions about the experiences that had happened to me. And I was at a party one night, and I met this woman who, she was probably in her mid-40s, and she had been raped 3 times, once a month for the previous 3 months, by the same man. He literally would wait for her.
Wow.
When she got home. And I didn't really understand that until I had this conversation with her, because the amount of spiritual intrusion that this man, he was haunting her. He was focusing on her. He was intruding on her spirit in such a way that it paralyzed her. And she could not do anything but she did want to go to the police, but he had threatened her, and there's all kinds of ways that he intimidated her
mm-hmm.
into not reporting him. And this was a grown woman, you know.
Right.
I think that a lot of people have stigma about the shame they carry, and especially women, but especially men. You know, this happens to men as well, and men in intimate relationships who are tricked into or raped by their women. You know, and then when you get into, you know, the LGBTQ community,
mm-hmm.
it's prevalent there more than anywhere.
Yes.
When you break down the statistics. So working with people, you have to accept that there's a process, and that you have to deal with your beliefs first, your emotions second, your actions and behaviors, like why you do what you do and when you do it. And then the final level is to heal the spiritual trauma. And that's at a level that, a lot of people have, who've been victimized, they're not aware of the ways in which they try to get attention, or the fact that they're a people pleaser, or they're uncomfortable in setting boundaries because they don't want to set somebody off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of unspoken things that, you can address in therapy. You know, there are 1,000 different modalities, but a lot of people don't really address the spiritual trauma. It's like when you've gone through the mental and emotional experiences and you've really processed that out, but you're like, why do I still keep attracting this same kind of human being who has a compromised integrity? And so those are very real questions that you can answer. And it's not your fault, but you have power. And if I could leave anybody with a thought today and a theme today, is that things that happen to you aren't necessarily your fault,
mm-hmm.
but you have power in them. And the more you're aware of the process it took you to get to where you are today or to the experiences that have happened in your life, the more you are then able to break it down and make changes.
That's
and take yourself out of that realm.
Yeah, that's very true, and sometimes tough to face and look into, but it is the truth, and we all are need to face our own responsibility in these situations.
People, an idea of started on my process. I lived after 6 months after it happened, after I was raped, I moved to New York City because I didn't report. I did end up being able to confront my abuser, and I was able to complete that dynamic with him. I was able to express what happened to me, like what was the result of what he did to me. A lot of people don't have that opportunity, but even if you don't have that opportunity, on a spiritual level, we can, break down and communicate where we're at, what we need to say to the person who abused us in whatever way. So there's a lot of ways to complete the abuse, if you will, to complete the transaction. Anytime there is abuse, there is a transaction of energy,
mm-hmm.
and those are these are the things that we don't really talk about them openly, because a lot of times we don't talk about this in a lot of our religious communities. It's definitely in the more New Age community that we really can, those are the practitioners that are, if you have empathy or you are an empath. I am an empath, which means I feel and experience, which is one of the things that I think has been made me effective in working with victims of abuse, is that even though I have not had the same things happen to me, I can experience literally what they're feeling. And voice it for them, and it's really every human being needs to be heard about what their deeper feelings and experiences and traumas are. You need to get it out of you and into the world so that it can change its form.
And that is so true. Our guest today on the HRN News, Tracy Dunn Blazier. We've been talking, among other things, and specifically with April, the month of April being Sexual Abuse and Awareness and Prevention Month, and a lot of powerful tools to take away. Tracy, one more time, congratulations on the release of the new book. Listeners can go to www.baslayer.com to find out more about that, in addition to Amazon. But do you have any workshops or anything coming up in the L.A. area or out of town that our listeners should keep in contact and find you at?
I do. I will be on April 22nd. I'm actually having a book launch, signing, reading, and party at the Guiding Spirit in Glendale, California. It will be Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m., and anybody, it's free to anybody to come out. You can come out and hear me speak. You can buy a book, and we're gonna have a generally magnificent time. I will also be at the INETS convention, which is the International New Age Trade Show in Denver. It happens every year, and people from all over the world come and sell their products, and I'll be there representing myself and my North American distributor, New Leaf. And that will be in Denver on June 9th, 10th, and 11th this year.
All right. And our listeners can find you on Facebook and your website?
Yes. Yes, you can you can Instagram me, you can Twitter me. You can find me anywhere. But if you go to my website at TracyDunblazer.com, you'll find all of my links. I've also got a YouTube. I'm Go Tracy on YouTube. And, I've got a few videos there. I also do a lot of writing and commentary for dating websites. And I talk a lot about, how you become aware and how to read a person to recognize whether or not you're a match for them just on a safety level. you know, learning how to recognize the levels at which, you know, your intuition is telling you that a situation is right or not right for you. So I definitely, people should tune into my YouTube to look at some of those videos about, you know, how to read a situation or how to read a person and then what mm-hmm. to do about it. I talk a lot about boundaries, so.
Yeah, and, you know, on the hindsight of our conversation that we just completed, that is probably better than what's your favorite color or type of food when looking for a match online. Safety boundaries and stuff like that, as opposed to what type of Chinese takeout you're going to have tonight. Tracy Dunn Blazier has been our guest today. The website, www.TraceyDunnBlazier.com. TracyDunnBlazier.com. Thank you so much for sharing your time, your insight, and gift for folks who need this information. And obviously this happens all the time, not just the month of April. This is when we're highlighting it and bringing out awareness of the subject of sexual abuse and awareness and prevention. Tracy, thanks again for being a guest on the HRN News at 7 today.
Thank you for having me.